Many people believe cutting back on eating meat will drastically reduce world greenhouse gas emissions. Much of this is based on a 2009 analysis by a Washington-based group. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization has rained on that parade, but it's hard to put toothpaste back in the tube. The report blamed animal ag for 51% of greenhouse gas emissions, but a recent FAO report pegs the number at 14%. If Americans were very diligent about meatless Mondays, emissions could be reduced by 0.5%. The world's poor nations want more meat in their diets. It's nutrient dense, packing more nutritional punch than almost anything else. According to the FAO, about 70% of agricultural lands around the world are grasslands, not suited for growing anything else. We harvest that grass with animals. Livestock is a reliable income for many small farmers around the world. No wonder food-deficient countries want some of that. I'm Gene Hall, and this is your Texas Agriculture Minute.